Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step. Anxiety disorders and ankles. When I told a friend the topic for today's podcast, she was understandably confused. If you feel the same, please just stay with me. It will make sense. It's all about the ankles. Living in a land that's covered with ice and snow for a number of months during the year, many of us, who are not fans of winter, take advantage of being able to get out during the winter, during the warmer months. It's all about the ankles. Living in a land that's covered with ice and snow for a number of months during the year, many of us, who are not fans of winter, take advantage of being able to get out during the warmer months. For me, this means walking most places that I want to go. There's nothing like striding down a neighborhood street, running errands, or just going for a tour to see what's happening outside. Unfortunately, I'm not the most graceful sheep in the herd and can get easily distracted by the sights and sounds around me. This means that at some point during the walking season, I end up tripping over something and going over on my ankle. Now, for anyone who's ever suffered a twisted ankle, you know how acutely aware you become of its tenderness. You baby it up for a while, ever vigilant for the possibility of another sprain. Being careful is a good idea because once an ankle is injured, there's a greater chance of it being hurt again. Ankle injuries get in the way of life. Depending on how severe the injury, we have to cope with difficulties ranging from hobbling around with a tensor bandage to a full-on cast if we're recovering from surgery. Maybe we miss work, need help with chores or errands. Due to pain and mobility challenges, we may not feel like getting together with family and friends. Basically, the injury is not something we want to repeat. The possibility of it making us hypervigilant for any bump in the road or the sidewalk. Now, the anxiety piece. When people are recovering from an anxiety disorder, one of the most common fears is that it will recur. Because mental illness is defined as a chronic illness, this isn't an unrealistic fear. Just like an injured ankle is more susceptible to further injury, so are our brains. As we discover the triggers for bouts of anxiety and how to cope with them, another trigger can become that we will become anxious or depressed again and travel back to where it felt like anxiety was in control. However, it doesn't have to be this way. Chronic versus acute illness. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines chronic as continuing or occurring again and again for a long time. The opposite of chronic is acute, meaning short duration, rapidly progressive, and in need of urgent care. Think depression, chronic, and a 24-hour stomach flu, acute. We are more comfortable with dealing with an illness that we know will be over in a short period of time. When we have the flu, we know how to take care of ourselves or a loved one. Rest, fluids, medicine. We see the results of our efforts pretty quickly, and we know that the illness will pass on its own. Chronic illness is another story. Taking care of ourselves requires a longer-term commitment, possibly the rest of our lives, and can change how we see ourselves in relationship to others. There's a big difference in letting a friend know that we can't attend their party because of a bad cold versus we're stuck at home because of a bout of generalized anxiety disorder. When I start working with someone who's suffering with an anxiety disorder, after learning about how the anxiety is affecting their life and key information about their history with anxiety, one of the first things we do is look at the anxiety from the perspective of a science experiment. We start to gather data. Something as simple as tracking their mood on a daily basis, between 1 for low and 10 for high, gives us an idea of any mood cycles. As we start to add self-care activities, diet, exercise, mindfulness practices, etc., we can see how these affect mood. Additions of dialectical behavioral technique or cognitive behavioral therapy can also help to find anxiety triggers and ways to cope when the anxiety attacks hit. We work on tools. Maybe medication is needed. Acceptance is the key to being able to treat anxiety disorders as a chronic illness. When a person is diagnosed with diabetes, they learn to manage their illness through diet, exercise, decreased stress levels, etc. Anxiety is no different. But how can we manage anxiety when it seems to come out of nowhere? This is where all the information we've gathered during treatment is useful. The person knows what self-care activities help to keep them feeling mentally healthy. They know what their mood range is and are more aware of when they start feeling off. This knowledge gives them the opportunity to catch symptoms before they get out of control and to take back their control. Go back to basics, tools, and coping strategies. Go back to tracking your mood to see if things are as bad as you may think they are in the moment. Improve your diet, exercise, and sleep hygiene. We tend to let these things slip when we're feeling better. Go back to daily breathing exercises. If you don't know about them, you can download one from my website at laurieblakey.com. If your anxiety doesn't appear to be improving, visit your doctor. Maybe your medication needs to be adjusted, or starting medication might be helpful. And relax. Being anxious about being anxious is a vicious circle. Anxiety and ankles. In my mind, they do go together, especially since I'm not the most graceful sheep in the herd. If you're having issues with anxiety, please reach out. You can reach me at my website at laurieblakey.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening. The Blakey Psychotherapy Podcast is produced and recorded by Anita Woodard from Woodard Administration. Please subscribe and tell a friend about the podcast. For more information or to connect, our website is www.laurieblakey.com. Thank you and take care of your mental health.